It's Friday, so let's jump right into our look at how the news of the week is playing out on social media. Femi Oke is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, and she is in Washington. Hi, Femi. Good to have you back.
Hello there, Peter. Good to be back.
Good. So first, kind of a heavy story. This attack on actor and singer Jussie Smollett, one of the stars of the Fox TV show Empire, happened early Tuesday in Chicago. The police are still looking for the suspects, but the details are pretty disturbing. The context is that Jussie is a black and a gay man, so it's being called potentially a hate crime, and it's also causing some pretty serious conversations online.
It is. The attack happened in the early hours of the morning, and the reports are saying details like bleach was involved, a rope or a noose was allegedly involved in the attack. The details are so disturbing. It feels so out of why would this happen in 2019 that some people on social were calling it a hoax. Huh. And many of the reports are calling the attack a possible hate crime. So Kathy Malamut is basically echoing what a lot of people are also commenting about, is that why is the media using the word possible in front of hate crime? Mm. Sadly, what happened to Jussie is a textbook explanation of a hate crime. Call it what it is and stop disrespecting the African-American and LGBTQ communities. And then in that conversation, a little bit further along, another tweeter actually said, well, sometimes you have to call it a possible until it's actually been through into a court case.
Right.
Jussie's family?
Yeah.
Oh, on Instagram. Yeah, best to be careful. I know exactly where you're going, Peter. Jussie's family on Instagram just posted this in the last 12 hours or so. We want to be clear. This was a racial and homophobic hate crime.
Right. And Jussie is actually talking. He's just come out today and said, I still believe that justice will be served. So we'll see where that goes. And yes, as the investigation becomes more clear and more details come out, we will call it what it is, if that's in fact what it is. Okay. Another story. Twitter and Facebook revealed yesterday that they have taken down more foreign bots. And surprise, surprise, they're not just Russians. What do we know about that?
Oh, my goodness. What do we have? It's like an ingredients list here. 400 Twitter Russian troll accounts, more than that. And Facebook and Twitter were working together so they could even work out the percentage of likes, where they were going, what they were up to. 6,000 Twitter accounts have gone in this purge. Facebook found at least 700 posts from an Iran fake news agency posing as a Western media agency, and then posting Iranian news. So that is the very definition of fake news. Venezuelan troll accounts as well, not from the current crisis right now with the interim president and a president in Venezuela, but way before that. And the reason we didn't know about this was because this was all happening in the lead up to the midterm elections. So Facebook and Twitter got together, did all of the purging so that the accounts weren't aware that it was actually happening.
All right. So we're going to follow that, especially as we had news today that there is a new candidate in the 2020 race. The elections are coming. This will become urgent quickly. The story that everybody was talking about all week long on social media, on the TV, wherever you were, on the radio, was the cold in the upper Midwest. I want to play some sound from Michigan. Let's hear it first, and then I'll tell you what it is. That is the sound of a light pole actually shaking from the cold. Ooh. I saw that on social media. What kind of stories did you catch?
Well, that's a frost quake, which was also being used as a hashtag on social this week. Moisture below the ground, it freezes, expands, and then things move. So you get that sort of creaking, banging sound. Hashtag Jiberia for some of the most amazing pictures from Chicago. Sigmund Freud Banks, who is a producer in Chicago, says, I just saw a traffic light freeze and turn off completely in real time. But also look for some of the kindness stories, people giving people homes and hotel rooms and warm clothes, and also a pharmacist delivering on a snowmobile, all on social. Look for the polar vortex and also minus 20 and hashtag Jiberia. It's all there for you.
Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.